you can see your brand script as it goes ahead and it generates. It literally takes 3 to 5 seconds to generate. So you get this really nice layout that you're seeing on the screen right now of the 7 parts of the Story Brand Framework. It lays out for you how to communicate empathy and competency and authority, and you can copy and paste these wherever you like. So once you get comfortable with it, I think you can just really create a lot of good copy very quickly. Okay, so storybrand.ai, the power of the Story Brand Framework, embedded in a really well-designed, easy to use, and like I said, impactful AI tool. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we're back today doing an episode that I've been tossing around in my head for a little while now about a tool that is based off of a marketing framework that I am a huge fan of. And in fact, you will see the book right behind me here, Building a Story Brand. And this is about the Story Brand Framework. And this is a framework developed by Donald Miller. Some of you listening may even be a certified Story Brand coach or guide. If that's the case, major shout out. But the Story Brand Framework, which we're just going to gloss over here as quickly as possible before we get into the tool, storybrand.ai, is a really effective way to write copy for your website, for your marketing materials, for all your marketing materials, especially in the case of storybrand.ai, the tool. So quick rundown of the Story Brand Framework, just so that you can have an understanding of how this tool works and why it's effective. Check out the link in the show notes, storybrand.com. Absolutely check out the book, Building a Story Brand, and Donald Miller's podcast as well, Why That Works, the recently renamed podcast, Why That Works. I'll link to that in the show notes, of course. Anyway, this is a 7-part framework that, as you'll hear Donald say if you listen to the podcast, is designed to help you clarify your message and avoid just creating noise, which is the enemy. But the Story Brand Framework is based on just a classic storytelling structure in the format of stories that have been told for as long as humans have been telling stories. It's all about putting the customer into that classic narrative as the character who has a problem. And again, I'm not going to go into the actual depths of the framework here tonight. Donald Miller and the Story Brand team do that much better than I could. But the character who has a problem, and that problem breaks down into 3 types, internal, external, and philosophical. That character then meets a guide, and this is your brand. And this is really a big part of the Story Brand Framework, is positioning yourself as a guide, not the hero of the story. This is kind of a paradigm that a lot of businesses need to shift in their copy and their marketing materials, and it has a really big effect. So you as the guide, your brand as the guide, give them a plan that calls them to action, helps them avoid failure, and ends in success. And in each of these corresponding steps, there are some related marketing practices as well. So for your plan, it provides them a plan to solve their problem, whether it's through your product or service. Calls to action, that's pretty clear, but they have to be frequent, and they have to help them avoid failure and end in success. And in those cases, it's just showing them examples of what not using your product or not purchasing your product or service looks like, and also examples of what life looks like after your product or service has been purchased or used. Okay, so there's your super bite-sized rundown of the Story Brand Framework. Like I said, I highly recommend at least getting the book and at least testing out this tool that we're going to demo here tonight, storybrand.ai. I think there's a lot of value to be had with this tool without having to necessarily invest all the time and expense into the certification program, the Story Brand certification. But I have no doubt that the certification program is also where a lot of extra value lies. Anyway, check out the link in the show notes if you have any interest. But what I'll tell you is, when I was first exposed to the Story Brand Framework and building a story brand, the book, and when I was working on implementing the concept, which, to be honest, I still need to do even more to the fullest extent that it should be done. But it was right around the time that we were thick into using AI heavily, and AI tools in particular, LLMs were really exploding. And I was often thinking about how nice it would be if there's just a Story Brand trained AI that could do all of the work that is involved in building a Story Brand brand script. And I messed around with creating some agents and or some gems or some artifacts, some projects, excuse me, in Claude and all of that stuff. But what if these could infuse everything that it writes for you with the Story Brand brand concept, with whether it was a blog post or social media or email marketing or scripts, whatever. You'll see all the different asset types you can create here in a moment. All of this written in this proven format with your specific brand story about how you serve your customers. Well, that is exactly what you're getting with the StoryBrand.ai tool. So the moment that they announced this, I was for sure over the moon, immediately signed up for the wait list. Now it is fully available. Okay, and we are now looking at the homepage of the site. And as you can see, if you're watching along on video, there is a little ticker here of all the different types of assets you can create. And I barely scratched the surface when I was talking about just how many types of marketing materials, in particular copy, that you can use the StoryBrand AI tool to generate in this StoryBrand framework. We're seeing things like website wireframes and lead generator ideas, lead generating PDFs, video scripts, packaging copy, product or service descriptions, even product or service names. And then you see things like the StoryBrand brand script or taglines or one-liners, sales letters. So just so many examples. And you can imagine the amount of work that it would have taken to write all of this, particularly apply the StoryBrand framework. And that's a pretty enormous amount of work. So just so well worth it, in my opinion, for this tool. And you get it all here in one place where it's all laid out and is very easy to use. And honestly, I'm far from being paid to say this or anything like that. I truly think this is an incredibly helpful tool. Now, I think it should always be said that you technically can do this all in an LLM right now, you know, if the right prompts are used, if the right data and input is provided. You know, I'm not entirely convinced that whatever StoryBrand AI is doing could beat one of these foundational models if it was trained up the correct way. Although my being the marketer that I am, my instinct trusts the StoryBrand model more than an LLM that hasn't been trained as well. I would imagine that the StoryBrand AI team could train their LLM better than I could just train ChatGPT or Claude back when I was working on those GBTs or gems or projects, whatever it was. Now, you can still get some pretty good results when you just apply, you know, storytelling methods in the classic storytelling methodology to the LLM and you ask it to do that. All that said, I still use StoryBrand AI on the pro tier. And we'll get into the pricing real quick. If you're looking at the screen or if you're watching along on video, you can see the pricing here. Typically, we're looking at the annual pricing at $39 a month. If you pay monthly, it is $49 a month. So you get a $10 discount if you pay annually. They also have an enterprise or custom level. And then on top of that, they have a 7-day free trial. So definitely check out the link in the show notes. Try that free trial. Get in here. Create some assets. Create your brand profile, which we'll talk about in just a second, and see what you think about what a StoryBrand trained AI would write for your brand's marketing materials. Okay, so here we have the StoryBrand AI dashboard. A few things to cover because there's a lot of value to be pulled out here. Right away, we're on the home screen. We have a few default options. One is to create a campaign. One is to create an individual asset. And these individual assets are where all of the pre-made templates and the different types of marketing materials and features and tools, like the new website analyzer, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit, where that can be found by creating these assets. And they also have the StoryBrand Brain, which is right here. Ask any question, ask the StoryBrand Brain. Up here on the left, you can see it as the ask any question option. And as they put it here, that's the StoryBrand expert in your pocket. Another really cool feature that they have is the blank canvas, which is a quote unquote digital notepad for you. It's an AI enabled note-taking area right within StoryBrand.ai. They also have ideas that you can vote on for future assets to create, which I think is a really cool feature that allows users to kind of direct the product. For instance, I think the proposal builder one would be an amazing idea. So I'm going to submit that one right now. Proposal builder submitted. Anyway, let's take a look at the StoryBrand Brain here. Pretty basic chat interface if you've been using these chat tools. One thing to note is that there are a couple of different personas that you can assign to the brain. The first one in the default is the clear communicator, and it says right here, this persona is educated by words and frameworks written by Donald Miller with an emphasis on being clear and concise. The other persona is a helpful assistant, which is dedicated to providing thorough information, resources, and assistance on any topic, including current events. So these are the two personas you have in the StoryBrand Brain. And then the blank canvas here is that digital notepad that we were talking about, and you're seeing it right here now on the screen if you're watching along on video. Up here in the right-hand corner, you can consult the brain, and it brings in the little chat interface right here to the notepad. So just a really, really cool platform here at StoryBrand AI, and something that's becoming more and more clear. Many of you have likely noticed this if you've been watching along on the show here, is that there are just so many tasks and things that you can do that you could do inside one of these foundational LLMs with the right prompts and the right process for copying and pasting or moving around documents and things like that. But it's absolutely the user experience and the user interface and the convenience that can be provided by a software or a web tool like this that makes all of the difference in this age of AI or this early age of AI when we see truly so many of these tools right now are just wrappers of existing LLM models. Take Manus AI, for instance, the leading AI agent probably right now. We know now that it was just a wrapper and is a wrapper, and I shouldn't say just because it's still very impressive, but a wrapper with Claude Sonnet underneath it. Anyway, my point being, I really love this user interface. I love the way that they make everything easy for you. It's very focused on the StoryBrand framework, obviously, without you having to coach it. Okay, moving on here, we have the campaigns. So you can create not only assets, but individual campaigns. And as you'll see when we jump into creating assets, everything you create here needs to have a brand profile behind it. And this is another thing that I think differentiates this tool a little bit. It's actually, I think, a good thing that it makes you do a little bit more work, a little bit more input from you about your brand, about your services, the problems your customers face, and so on. These are the questions that it's going to ask you to build out a brand profile. And it's going to use that brand profile to essentially create your brand script. And based off that, all of the other different content assets for you. So anyway, the reason I think that differentiates this tool is that it actually kind of builds more trust, at least in my opinion, in the results that they generate for me, because I know what I provided to it as far as what my business is trying to accomplish. So with these brand profiles, you only have to do this once. You only have to provide this context once. You can create a brand profile that you can then apply to anything that you create in the future. And you can create multiple of these profiles as well. And you can actually go through and enter all the information manually, or you can answer a few questions about your company for the AI to create the brand profile for you. And this is the questions that we mentioned a little bit earlier. There are 8 of them. You put a little bit of time and thought into answering, but you likely think about these answers very frequently anyway. So you should be able to come up with them relatively quickly, and you shouldn't overthink them either. That's another thing to consider. So once you've done that, you have your brand profile, and you can start creating all of your StoryBrand formatted content based on it. For instance, your campaigns, which is what we're generating right now, you would select your brand and you would say you want to use that brand. And then optionally, you can actually provide information about the actual product or event or sale or promotion, as they mention here. If it's for your overall company, they say to just leave this section blank and to continue. And then next, you choose the assets that you want to include in your campaign. And again, this is why I love this tool so much. Again, just so easy for you to do this. It gives you categories of assets that you can include in this campaign. And here you can kind of now get an idea of all the different assets that you can create. So I'm just going to jump over into my assets in the left-hand menu here. And the first one right away is the brand script. And just to give you an idea of the technical definition of what that is, it says the clear and compelling brand message based on the StoryBrand 7-part framework that grabs your customer's attention and drives sales. So we actually have 19 different types of assets here, if I counted correctly, that you can crank out in the StoryBrand method. We listed a few of them already. Some of them that we didn't touch on were social media, post ideas and captions, sales scripts and sales emails, everything that you need to create for your product or service, and everything driving towards that same goal of communicating this aligned story-based message, which is again, something that I think makes this tool particularly interesting and differentiates it, is just throughout these campaigns and these assets, which again, is something you could do, but would be way more difficult without this platform, is you maintain this really impressive consistency and cohesiveness with your message and with your copy. So before we try out the new website review tool, we'll just feed my website into it, thedigitalpop.com, 100% transparency. There are so many things that I would change about my website, and I've been meaning to update it every day, and I plan to update it every day, and I never get around to it. Been finding all the regular reasons to procrastinate on it. So we'll see if we get butchered by storybrand.ai with the review of our website. Or if any of you out there feel the need to mention where my site could be improved, please do. Like I said, I have an idea of how I want it to change every day, a new idea even. So I'm always happy for any more ideas and constructive criticism. Let's say we can keep it to that maybe. So let's just go ahead and check out creating a brand script before we do that website review. Here again, when we create, we have our brand profile that we can select and use. And in this case, that's literally the only step, just like that, and you're done. You can see your brand script as it goes ahead and it generates. I actually already went ahead and cranked one out for our purposes. It literally takes 3 to 5 seconds to generate. And I can tell you, I've created one the old-fashioned way, pre-AI way, when I was working my way through the Building a StoryBrand book. And I can tell you, it takes a lot longer than 3 to 5 seconds. So this is what you get. You get this really nice layout that you're seeing on the screen right now of the 7 parts of the StoryBrand framework, broken down exactly with the information that you gave it about your brand, the character, what they want, what's their problem. They present you as the guide. It lays out for you how to communicate empathy and competency and authority as well. Lays out a plan for you to give to your customers, your prospects, and several different types of calls to action to use, as well as examples of successes and failures, and presenting the prospect's life as it has changed, just like that, in seconds. And you can copy and paste these wherever you like. You can consult or revise them with the StoryBrand brain, all right here, just at the tips of your fingers. So once you get comfortable with it, I think you can just really create a lot of good copy very quickly. I would be very curious to know what model is doing the writing behind this tool. Being a huge fan of Claude that I am, I would probably take all my copy and bring it to Claude to ask it to improve it in any way that it would or could. Unless anybody out there at StoryBrand can confirm that Claude is in fact writing this, then I'll admit just how biased I am, and I wouldn't even bother moving it out. And if I'll assume that Claude is doing it and that it's probably the best writing that it can be. It does look pretty strong to me. And, you know, the whole point of the StoryBrand framework is to keep it clean, concise, and simple. And I think it does a very, very good job of that. And as is so often the case with these tools, if it's not perfect for you or you don't want to use exactly that, it at least gives you a super well-established foundation in a fraction of the time. Okay, and then lastly here, let's submit the digitalpop.com to the website review. Again, I just looked at my website again, and don't be surprised if it looks different tomorrow morning than it did when this episode airs, because I'm feeling pretty ambitious about changing it now that I'm submitting it to the super StoryBrand brain, as it were. Anyway, let's go ahead and review it and see what the StoryBrand website review has to say, and then you can get an idea of what this tool looks like too. Again, check out this tool for free right now. You have a 7-day free trial. You should be able to check out the website review for yours. Okay, let's go ahead and click review and see what it comes up with. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, actually. We got a 4 out of 10 on our overall StoryBrand framework implementation. Like I said, lots of work left to be done on the progress I was beginning to make. I will defend myself. I was beginning to make progress on this StoryBrand framework, but I could no longer not tell you guys about the StoryBrand.ai tool. And hey, this will motivate me to get up from this 4 to a 10 on the StoryBrand framework implementation of my website. Again, I think it's a really strong methodology for coming up with some great copy, but this is a really nice tool. It gives you a score on literally multiple sections here. As you can see, header section clarity, that's where we're pretty low, but we're getting better for direct call to action clarity, which was kind of the goal of my website. If you check it out right now, it's like, hey, do you need this or this? And if you do, is it this? It's a little decision tree. That might be too many clicks. And again, I would change a few things right now, and don't be surprised if they are. But text simplicity and scannability, customer-centric messaging, clearly defined problem, menu of products, brand authority and empathy. So here we get into some pretty lower scores as well. Compelling visual storytelling. It's pretty low-key on the design front as at the moment as well. So a lot of categories here and a lot of good recommendations on how to bring up the score. So check out the website review tool and share your scores with me and show me how bad you're beating my 4. And hey, we can come back later and we'll show you the progress we've made when we get this up, because we will be getting the score up. I am determined now. Okay, so StoryBrand.ai, the power of a super compelling and I think really impactful framework, the StoryBrand framework, embedded in a really well-designed, easy to use, and like I said, impactful AI tool. So again, you can try it for free for 7 days. Absolutely do that and see if it's something that your marketing copy might benefit from. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.